Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We
broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. To God be the glory for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We'd like to welcome our radio audience to this segment of Breakthrough Broadcast. Listen, if you have a friend, a neighbor, a relative, why don't you call them, tell them that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. It's time for them that they can hear the word of God, that they can be blessed, that they can receive healing, that they can receive deliverance. So at this time, we want you to know today that we're excited about what God is about to do. Our topic of the day is Christ's All-Sufficient Priesthood. And our key verse today would be, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And in the NIV, it says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who have ascended unto heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. At this time, we want to introduce to you the Breakthrough Broadcast. The panel, they are as following: Ms. Helen Cooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, and Pastor Francina Shank. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and tell them that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you, God, for the great, for the mighty things, God, that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you are about to do. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are our everlasting Savior. We thank you, God, today that you are the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. Today we proclaim, God, that you have all power in your hand. And God, even as we are proclaiming, God, that you have all power in your hand, God, we just ask you, Lord, even as the prayer go out, Father God, from state to state and city to city, we pray, God, that healing, God, would be manifested today in mind, body, soul, and spirit. God, your word say, ask and it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find, and knock, and the doors shall be open. You said, God, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, Lord, we pray even now that you will touch those, God, in our radio audience. God, that they will be blessed high above measure. God, that they'll take the God, they'll be able to receive you even the more. God, that they will get that higher height and that deeper depth in you on today. God, that they will be truly blessed for what you have prepared for them this day and this hour. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. As we said today, we're excited about the word of God, excited about what God is about to do. Our topic today, again, is Christ's all-sufficient priesthood. And I thank God because, you know, when we think about the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for us, our soul should cry out, hallelujah, thank God for saving us. And we thank God that he is our sufficient God. He is the one that is meet every need. He is the one that is adequate for every situation, for every person. He is adequate for, and he gives us more than what we need. So we thank God that that he is our high priest. We're not talking about the high priest that was in the word of God that we speak of and the high priest that we may have today. I'm talking about one that is greater than he is. So if you want to know that great God, that great I am, the one that is I am that I am, one that makes provision for us, one that is great in every aspect of our life. When we talk about Psalm, and if you would read that 8th chapter 3 and the 3rd and the 4th verse, you will see the greatness of God. We can even tell you today how great God is because he is so great. We can't even compare him with anybody else because he is greater than whatever you can come up with. But I thank God for that verse in the 8th chapter of Psalms. It talks about the greatness of God when he said, when I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, with thy hands ordained. I thank God for our God, knowing that we can call on him and that we can depend upon him. I thank God for his greatness. He is all sufficient. He is all sufficient in any and everything that we need on today. So today, we want you to just to be blessed. And if you have your Bible, we want you to get your Bible. If you're riding down on the highway, just kind of listen, because God is getting ready to bless you. God is getting ready to give you what you need on today. We're getting ready to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast the woman of God that's going to talk to us today about Christ's eternal priesthood, and it's coming from Hebrews, the 5th chapter, 1st through the 10th verse. At this time, we would like to thank God for Miss Helen Hoover.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and I'd like to welcome everybody in our listening audience to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Praise God for you, and to our Breakthrough Broadcast family. I thank God for you, and as Dr. McCoy said, I am going to be coming from Hebrews, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 10th verse, and it's Christ's eternal priesthood. And chapter 5 reads, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained, for men and things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer his for sins. And no man taketh his honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. As he said also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Who is in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned his obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." And see, we're here in Hebrews 5th chapter, the 1st to the 10th verse. We say Christ's eternal priesthood. And we see here our topic for today is sufficient. Christ is all-sufficient priesthood. And sufficient means he's adequate. He's more than enough. He is enough. So we see here through the 1st and through the 5th verse, it gives qualifications of what a priest should be. It sets an order of what a priest should be. It tells you what a priest should be. It says taken from among men. That's what a priest should be. That's how the priests were chosen, like Aaron. When God chose Aaron from among the people, he chose Aaron from among men. But we see here that it's just showing us what a priest should be. Every high priest chosen, you know, from among other people, you know, given the work going to do before God, going in for prayer and supplication for the people's sin, even his sins, because in the Old Testament we knew that the priest would go in and offer up sacrifices for the people's sin. Even himself, being a man, he had to offer up sacrifices for his sin. So there we see how this is unfolded, and how the Lord had to come on the scene, and how he had to bring all that in order. Because we see man can only, when Jesus went to the cross, all that was done away with in the Old Testament. All of it was done away with. We didn't need that anymore. When he went to Calvary, all that changed. When the priest went in for the people, and when the priest made sacrifices and supplications and prayers for the people's sin, all that changed. And we see here, it's Jewish, and a Jewish high priest was just merely a man. But he was chosen of God. He had to be chosen of God to speak for the people and speak for other men when dealing with God. And another thing to remember is that, you know, a high priest, just because, you know, he can't be a high priest just because he wants to be. He has to be chosen of God to do the work in the same way, you know, like Aaron did it. And by this way, Christ did not elect himself. It says here, Christ did not elect himself to have an honor of being the high priest. God chose him. Even though he was a son, God still chose him to be our high priest, to be all sufficient for us, to go to the Father for us. And as yet today, we know he sits on the right hand of the Father, and he makes concessions for us, and he goes to the Father for us. So we have a high priest, it says. He's our eternal high priest. It means that he is going to always be our high priest. He's going to always be making supplications to God for us. Through grace and mercy, we find that he goes to God for just our little things. Even when we mess up along the way, he sees us. He sees us just where we are, and he goes to God for us. Thank God for Jesus, because if it wasn't for him, we couldn't go to the Father. It says we can go boldly now to the throne of God because he is there making intercession for us. So when he died and when he went to the cross, that was all done away with. The old law was all done away with. Now we can go straight to the throne of God, and he makes intercession for us. We see, and when we read on down, it was saying that Jesus is the high priest, like the rank of the order as Melchizedek. And we know when we read about Melchizedek, he had no beginning. The Bible says he has no beginning, he had no end. But it also said that he is the high priest for eternity. He's still the high priest. So that was when I was studying about Melchizedek, I'm like, well, you know, if he had no beginning and no end, it was a mystery to me, and I had to really, really get down and I had to study it. But he had no beginning and no end, and we know that God is the Alpha and he's the Omega. He is the high priest. He is our high priest. So it said he would be the high priest with the rank or the authority, the rank or the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, like the Bible says, there was no recording of his birth. There was no recording of his death. But he was like the Son of God. He was like the Son of God. He was like a type Jesus when he walked. But seeing that Jesus is Alpha and Omega, I can see where this is going, where he would have the order or the rank of Melchizedek, because he was the high priest, and it says that he's the high priest for eternity. So God the Father, Jesus is our high priest eternally. He's there forever. So that means that we can just go straight to the throne. The priest doesn't have to go in anymore and make concessions for our sins. He doesn't have to go to God for us. We have a high priest that is doing that. We have a high priest that sits on the right hand of God. We have a high priest that sees everything, that knows our infirmities. And because he was a man and he did walk on this earth, he is not unfamiliar with our infirmities. He's not unfamiliar with our sins. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, how he cried out because he knew he had to go to Calvary. He knew he had to go to the cross. So him being made human, he knows how we think. He knows what we go through as human, because he walked as a man on the earth. So he can go to the Father for us because he understands everything that we go through. And that's why he is the eternal priest. So he is our eternal high priest. He knows everything about us. He can relate to us when he's going to the Father, because he's been and he walked the earth as a man. So he knows everything that we go through. He knows the feelings that we go through. People don't understand sometimes when you pray, he understands everything. He was of this earth at one point in time, but he sits on the right hand of the Father. He is our high priest. He is all sufficient. That means he is enough. He's more than enough. He's adequate for the purpose of being a high priest. And he still is making intercession for us today. So women and men of God, listeners, just want you to know that God is our high priest. Jesus is our high priest. He was chosen to do such a work. He was chosen for this purpose, and he still sits on the right hand of God making intercession for us. So we need to go to him for everything. And like I said, him being a man himself at one point in time when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see that he cried out because he knew what he had to do. He knew he had to go to Calvary. He knew he had to go to Calvary, but he did it anyway. And in his obedience, he brought on salvation for all of us. Now we can go to him with anything. We can go to him. We can go to God, and we have salvation. He did that in his obedience to God. He sat there and he cried out. But nevertheless, he did the will of God. He did what God would have him to do. He went to the cross. He died on the cross for our sins, and he still make intercessions for us. So we need to lean and depend on him. We need to go to him with whatever we have on our heart, because he does understand. He is not our high priest for just that reason. He's a high priest because he does understand what we go through down on this earth. He does understand what we're going through, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and he does make intercession. Even when you don't know how to pray for yourself or know what to pray for yourself, he is there making intercession for you because he loves you and he knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows what you need. So he is our high priest forever and eternally. He will sit on the right hand of the Father and make intercessions for us. And back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper, for giving us that insight on Christ's eternal priesthood. We're going to go immediately to Melchizedek, a type of Christ. And we want to take this opportunity to let you know that scripture is going to be coming from Hebrews, the 7th chapter, and the 1st through the 7th verse. Let's welcome Evangelist Joel D. Spencer to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord, Dr. McCoy, to the Breakthrough panel, and also to the Breakthrough guest. I'm going to be reading Melchizedek, a type of Christ, coming from Hebrews 7, verses 1 through 7. And I'll be reading the King James Version, New King James Version. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Amen. And here we see that it keeps saying over and over to the believers, to us, that Christ, amen, Melchizedek being the type of Christ. And one thing that I noticed as I was studying this out and looking at it, and why, you know, I was like, being the type of Christ, that he wasn't the Christ, but being the type of Christ, and how Melchizedek didn't have a beginning and he didn't have an end, and he came about and there he was. But Abraham, after coming from battle, after coming from slaughter, he recognized and sowed into him tithe into him 10% of all that he had. And, you know, and I hear, you know, the Lord is saying, you know, sometimes that even right after battle, even after things that, you know, we have done or taken place and, you know, been on the battlefield for the Lord, that how to recognize, in other words, the man or woman of God that God has placed over you and is interceding for you, that, you know, God would tell you, in other words, to tithe into them or to sow into them. And here he sowed into Melchizedek, and here Abraham was blessed with the promises, amen, and that's what brings us in, amen, on it. And then how the Lord was showing me that how Christ, Jesus, we know in the gospel, he did have a beginning, because we know that he came from God, and that was a seed that was planted inside the Virgin Mary and came forth. And then at the age of 30, it was about the age of 30 that he started his ministry, amen, and the priesthood, and he continued from the day that he was in Mary until him going back to the Father. He continued to be an example and a role model of the priesthood, how we are to live our life and how we are to be examples of that. And here we see also that, amen, the tenth and doing what is right, you know, and how, you know, I've heard it been said, you know, the tithe that was in the Old Testament, it wasn't, you know, it's not something that we are supposed to do today. But here God shows in his word that it is still valid and is still, amen, much in line today. Amen. And so God is saying to us today, in other words, you have, amen, from the old, Melchizedek is from the old, and now he brought Jesus on the scene, and Jesus and Christ is in heaven doing intercession for us. So, you know, we have no excuse. Amen. Now not to, in other words, to tithe and not to say that we don't have an example, because Christ is the perfect. He is the perfect example. He is the perfect priest. He is all sufficient. Amen. So we do have example. The thing we have to do is just get into the Word of God, amen, and let the Word of God minister to us and show us, amen, in his Word, who he is to us and what the plan he has for us. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Spencer, for giving us a parting blessing as we explore, we go through the Word of God, because the Word of God is it brings clarity, brings understanding every time that we go through the Word of God. And when we have women of God and men of God that can write and advise the Word of truth, then we're going to have the Word of God as it is, and we're going to have truth, and the Word of God is true. We shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So we thank God for Evangelist Spencer as she went through topic from Hebrews, the seventh chapter, verse through the seventh verse, and then we're going to continue on that same topic about Melchizedek, a type of Christ. And we would like to take this opportunity to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast Pastor Sampson, Pastor Gladys Sampson, as she comes and as she bless the people of God on today. Pastor Sampson.
Yes, Pastor Sampson. Praise God. This is Pastor Sampson, and we give honor and all glory to God today for being back on the air. I also want to thank God, amen, for Dr. McCoy and to the Breakthrough family and to the panel of Breakthrough. So we thank God today, amen, talking about, praise God, Christ being after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Knowing that, praise God, today that, as I heard Sister said earlier, we have no excuse not to do and to keep the word as God has given it, because Christ was a perfect example of what we're supposed to do. And coming from, praise God, that seventh chapter, looking at it today, praise God, we see that him being, praise God, that perfect priest that were born, praise God, into the high priest concerning that which God had spoken. And I believe that 8th chapter talks about the superiority of the new covenant and Christ being the high priest, and talking about, praise God, that ministry that was given unto him, praise God, hallelujah, that Jesus, praise God, he came, amen, hallelujah, and he was both priest and king because he made the ultimate sacrifice, praise God, in order that we might have this privilege that we have today. And so we look at the priesthood, that superior priesthood, amen, even though we knew that in the Old Testament, Melchizedek was that one that they looked to bless them, that they paid tithe to, that they might be blessed, and Abraham paid tithe to him as well. And I believe I was reading where he said that Melchizedek was before the Levitical priesthood was established. But as we know that Jesus, praise God, could not be in that priesthood with Aaron them, because as I was further reading, it said that Aaron, in that priesthood, there were sins. It said, because the Levitical priesthood was imperfect and administered by sinful men, it was replaced by the perfect priest, the Son of God. Christ is the perfect priest because he is wholly righteous and had to die only once as a sacrifice for our sins, serves as our eternal priest before God in heaven, and lives forever. Therefore, he is able to save completely and forever all those who draw near to God through him. And I say amen to that, because praise God, all them that will come to him and believe that he is, praise God, he's able, praise God, to reward you according, praise God, as you believe that he is able to do. And we believe that if we pay our tithes and if we follow the promises of God the way he has instructed us to do so, then we will find ourselves, praise God, knowing that he is all-sufficient. He's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh in us. And if we believe today that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings, then, praise God, we should have no doubt that he is sufficient. He is able, praise God, to bless. He's able to heal. He's able, praise God, to strengthen us. He's able to give us, praise God, that peace in time of trouble. He's able to do, praise God, the exceedingly, praise God, anything that we can ask of him. He's able to deliver us from weaknesses, praise God. He's able to deliver us from temptations, amen, and sin, praise God, because he is all sufficient. He is all sufficient in every part of our life. I believe I heard, praise God, our first panel say today that he's adequate. He's an adequate God. He's praise God, he's fully adequate to do anything that we need done in our life. He is adequate to do so. Amen. His power, praise God, exceeds anything that ever been or ever will be or ever was, because he is God. He is God in the flesh. Praise God. He is Emmanuel. Praise God. And so we thank God today, man, for our Savior and our Lord, Jesus Christ, praise God, who came to deliver us. And if we can believe that he is who he says he is through his word, then he has let us know that he is sufficient. You know, I think about, he told Apostle Paul, "For my grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee." And because of that, today we can say the words today that God's grace is amazing grace, is more than enough. It's efficient. It's sufficient for us, amen, praise God, in that because he died. He gave his life, amen. He became, praise God, hallelujah, the covenant, praise God, for the New Testament. Praise God. Not only that, praise God, hallelujah, but the word says he acts as a mediator between God and man. And not only that, praise God, but he holds his priesthood permanently, praise God. After him, there is no other. Praise God, he's the first and the last. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is Alpha and Omega. And so Jesus lives forever. Amen. And he makes intercession, praise God, continually for us from day to day. And we must continue, praise God, to always look up to him and to honor him and to lift him up that men might see and men may know, praise God, hallelujah, that he's more than enough, praise God. In him, praise God, we move and have our being. And whatever we need from God, he's able, praise God, to do. He's able, praise God, to help us in time of need. And whatever we have need of, God, praise God, will never turn his back on us and walk away from us, hallelujah. Praise God, if we continue to have our faith in him, put our faith in him and continue to look to him who is the author and the finisher of all things. So I give honor and praise and glory to his name today for being, praise God, the superior one of the new covenant, amen. We thank God, praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, for truly Melchizedek, praise God, did what he had to do concerning the Old Testament, but I do thank God for our high priest today who, praise God, has been touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Praise God, hallelujah, everything that we've suffered, praise we suffer, he suffers. And I just bless the Lord today that he knows us, amen, and he can empathize with us because he walked in the path with us, amen. He walked for us before we got there. So I thank God today, and I bless the Lord, praise God, for this opportunity. Now we're back to the, praise God, to Dr. McCoy, and God bless you all.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for blessing us on today. Thank you for giving us what God has given you through the revelation of Jesus Christ, giving us and talking about the cabinet of type of Christ. We would like to just to let you know that God's word is what's going to change our lives. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and it will be forever. And we today, we are coming from the word of God, the Bible let us know that heaven and earth, they pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of his word going to fail. And today we're in a part of the word in the book of Hebrews, which is in the New Testament. And the topic today is Christ, all sufficient priesthood. Just in case you missed it at the beginning of the broadcast, and we've talked about Ms. Hooper came in and she talked about Christ's eternal priesthood. And then we came and we began to pick that up in Hebrews, that seventh chapter, and we talked Melchizedek, a type of Christ, which was we were truly blessed by Evangelist Spencer and Pastor Samson. Now we're going to move on as God has given us this word of God so we can grow into it, that we can get a better insight, greater understanding, greater revelation of God's word. And that last topic is Christ's priestly ministry. And that topic, which is the last topic, is going to be coming from Hebrews, fourth chapter, 14 through the 16th verse, and the seventh chapter of Hebrews, 20th through that 22nd verse. Let's take this time to welcome to our broadcast Pastor Mary Wilson. We would like to welcome her to the Breakthrough broadcast. Pastor Wilson.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy. God bless all of our listening audience today. We're on the topic of Christ being high priest. I'll start with the word of God reading the scripture, Hebrews 4:14-16. The word of God reads as follows: seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 7:20, and inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they had become priests without an oath, but he with an oath, by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more than Jesus has become surety of a better covenant. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing, but he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weaknesses, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever. Hebrews 8. Now, this is the main point of things we're saying. We have a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also having something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant which was established on better promises. And as I sit and I listen to the mighty woman of God who certainly spoke before me on priestly ministry, you know, and I take it a little different as I'm sitting here and as I was listening, certainly heard the word of the Lord, told me to ask this question. If Christ is our high priest, then why aren't we living as such? If Christ is our high priest, if Christ if goes before God on our behalf, if Christ shed his blood so that our sins are forgiven, if Christ has made atonement for us, if Christ represents us in the presence of God as he sits on the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us, if Christ has redeemed us, if Christ has truly redeemed us back to the Father, my question today is, why aren't we living as such? And as we look at the word, I know it's a different term, certainly what the Lord put in my spirit. As we look at the world today in the church, outside of the church, my heart grieves because it's like we're living as Christ is not our high priest. It's as if Christ has not died for our sins that we might be forgiven. So when we look at the beauty of who Christ is, the holiness of who he is, the mandate that we are to follow, it breaks my heart that we, the people of God, sometimes forget about the Messiah, forget about the priestly role that he serves in continually to this day. His blood was shed. He didn't have to keep killing the animals to make atonement for our sins. He was the atonement for our sins once and for all. His blood was shed, and my heart grieves because I do not understand why the world continually puts Christ back on the cross through our behavior, through our sin. If Christ is the priest, if we're going to serve him, if we're going to worship, if we're going to go to church Sunday after Wednesday, isn't it time that we start living as such? Isn't it time that we start living in a manner that represents experience who God is and every sacrifice that was made on our behalf. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And it's like and it's not just the lost. What's so sad, it's the saved. We're forgetting the mandate. We're forgetting the basic principles of God to live holy. We're forgetting. And I talked about it last week, we're so compromising. We're not walking in integrity. So it's like when you think about the blood that was shed, not through the lamb and not through the animals, but through God, through the Son of God. When we think about the awesome sacrifice that was made on our behalf, yes, we call him priest and we call him Messiah, but why aren't we living as such? It breaks my heart to look at the state of the world and to see, yes, we profess that Jesus is Lord, but we live like he is not. So if we're going to profess that he is priest, if we're going to profess that he was consecrated for us, if we're going to profess that he is our righteous Lord and Savior, isn't it time that we start living as such? He died that we might be righteous. He put on everything. The priest had to put on the garments before they could go into the Holy of Holies. They had the breastplate. They had the robe. They had the ephod. They had everything before they could go in, and on the blessed breastplate for the tribes of Israel, the name, all of that to go into the Holy of Holies. Christ comes and he goes in with righteousness as his robe and holiness, and he goes in on our behalf. And isn't it time we start living as such? How much more impact will the children of God have on the world if we live like God has ordained and called us to live? Not only that, he made it as such. Man doesn't have to go. We don't need a priest to go into the Holy of Holies. When Christ died, the veil was rent, which meant we now have access to the Father. We can go into the Holy of Holies and we can cry out, Abba, Father, have mercy on me, because of the blood that was shed, because Christ became the priest once and for all. There need not be another priest to make atonement for our sins. We now have to live holy as God has said, be holy, for I am holy. It is a mandate that Christ has given us through, God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ, to live holy and to live righteous. So, yes, we have an awesome priest who sits on the right hand, still making intercession for us. Isn't it time that we just live holy and righteous? Isn't it time that we turn our face and turn our plate over and live for God? Isn't it time that we become the holy models in the earth realm that the earth needs at this time and at this season? The earth is groaning and moaning for the sons of God, for the daughters of God to rise up and to live something, to live a life that is respectable unto God. We have got to get it right. If Christ is our priest, if he is the one that has made atonement for our sin, the blood should not be wasted. The blood should be sprinkled upon us, that now we can go on into the Holy of Holies and live something. And it's like the old folks say, make you live something, make you talk right and make you walk right. If we now have the authority and power that was given to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, isn't it time we go back to the basics and pick up holiness and righteousness and run with it? Too much of our ministries nowadays, we want to blow up and we want to be big, but I say it, life changes. We want to live holy and we want to live righteous, and we want to give God what's due unto him with holiness and righteousness and models in the earth realm, so that people can look at us and say, they are examples of our priest, of our high priest, Jesus Christ. So today I say to the people of God, and I'm hearing so many stories in the earth realm of things going on in
Isn't it time we acknowledge Jesus as our high priest and live righteous and live holy and stop all of the foolishness and give God the honor, not just with our mouth, but with our lifestyle, not just on Sunday with our hands raised and tongue flowing out of our mouth, but Monday through Sunday, living something that God can say, those are my sons and daughters living righteous for me, honoring the priest and the sacrifice that was made on their behalf. So today I challenge the people, isn't it time we just live holy? Isn't it time we just live righteous in the name of Jesus? Isn't it time we just go back to the basics of honoring the Messiah and living something for God that God can be honored to call us sons and daughters? Oh, God, I pray that people get it and turn back, turn away from wickedness and live holy. People say living holy is hard. No, it's not. It's not hard when we model ourselves after our high priest. It ain't hard at all. So I say, isn't it time we just live holy? Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank God for Pastor
Wolfers.
We're going to go immediately to Pastor Francina Shank. She's going to be talking about that same topic, Christ Priestly Ministry. Welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Pastor Francina Shank.
Praise the Lord. I'm just, the pastor just read those scriptures from Hebrews, the 7th chapter, 23rd through the 26th verse, and it's just talking about those, like she said, I'm taking up where she left off. The Lord just put it in my heart that if we were to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy up unto him, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be renewed by the transforming of our mind, what the will of the Lord is. And God wants us to know that he, being our high priest, not like the order of the old priesthood, because they were sinful men too. And they died. And so they had to offer up sacrifices for themselves as well. But Jesus is our high priest forever. He didn't have to do that. For the Bible says that cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. And Jesus became a curse for us, and he was without sin. And so God wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto him, which is holy unto him, which is for our reasonable service, and come to him and live a holy and righteous life. God is looking for his people to do that. He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. Even though the world is in an uproar and everything is going on, God is talking to his people now. He is our high priest. He wants us to come to him, and we can come to him boldly. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. And so the Lord is calling his people back to him to live a holy and righteous life. And like the pastor said before, by the unction of the Lord, it is not hard to live holy. And we just present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And we can go to our high priest, Jesus Christ, go boldly to him and confess our sins and our faults. And the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And he did that once and for all when he died on the cross. And that old covenant was did away with. And so I'm going to go over to Hebrews 8 and 6 where it says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises, better than the old covenant that he gave Moses, because those priests died. But here our high priest Jesus lives forever. And so, people of God, I'm just urging you today by the unction of the Holy Ghost is to present your body a living sacrifice unto God, holy, which is our reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind what the will of the Lord is. And I just want to thank the Lord today for his word, how he's calling his people back to holiness. And he's not talking to the world. He's talking to his people who are called by his name. He is our high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shanks. We are just so blessed today. We're so thankful to the Most High God. We're thankful that God has given us a word in season. God has spoken through his word to his people. I believe that Pastor Francina was speaking to us and telling us in that last part, and say, "Guess my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn away from their wicked way. Then when I hear from heaven, I will forgive the sin and heal the land." And I thank God for that portion of scripture. I thank God for the word of God that came from her. I thank God for the word of God that came from Miss Helen Hooper, as well as the woman of God, Miss Jermaine Spencer. And also we thank God for the word of God that came from Pastor Sampson and the woman of God, Pastor Mary Wilson, because the word of God is the only thing that's going to change our lives, the only thing that's going to cause us to be free, the only thing that's going to cause us to be able to see the face of Jesus Christ. It's time for us to take off the mask. It's time for us to be real in Christ Jesus. Jesus is coming for a church without spot or blemish. We have to know who our high priest is. We have to know that we're not serving man, but we are serving God. We have to know that he is the all-sufficient one. He is the one that everything that we need in Christ, it is all come from him. What do we need? We need more of God's word. We need more of his anointing. We need more of his power. We need more of his spirit. We need to be hearers and doers of the word of God. There is no other high priest but God. There is no greater one but God. So therefore, we don't have to hold on God. We have to hold on to God, to hold on to his unchanging hand. We have to be secure in our firmness, in our walk with him. If we can get the word of God in us, it is no more I, but it's the Christ that lives within, then we can be secure and we can be rooted and we can be secure and firm in our faith in Jesus Christ. The word of God let us know that we have to look to Jesus Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. I heard the woman of God that had expressed how she felt on the inside about the relationship of the people, the relationship of the mindset of people on today. And our heart cries out for the people of God. Our heart cry out for those that don't know him. We our heart cry out to those that are pretending. We our heart cry out for those that are living in hypocrisy. Oh my God. We pray even now that God will give us a new mind and a new heart. That God will cause us to put on that whole armor of God, that helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, and our feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So today we thank God for the word of God. I don't know about you, but I pray, God, that you have been mighty blessed today. We talk about Christ's all-sufficient priesthood. There is none other but him. The other was not perfect, but Jesus is that perfect of God. He's that perfect for us. So today, if there are any of you out there, and I know it is, that do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if not, ask him to come into your heart. The Bible said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, the word of God say we shall be saved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as I pray right now, God, touch the hearts of the people. God, I see, Lord God, give them a
are, God, that they will receive you on today. God, I pray for the backslider. I pray for those, God, in the name of Jesus, that have turned away from you. God, I pray, God, that you would keep the people of God, that their minds would be stayed upon you, God. I pray, God, that you would create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Lord, God, do it even now. God, because you are faithful. God, no matter what, Father God, those that are not a part of the fold, that they have done, God, if they confess, Lord God, and they believe your word, God, that they will be saved. So, Lord, I see God to do it even right now. And, Father, I pray for those that are sick, those that have infirmity in their body. God, I speak the word. I said the word, God, even now, God, that you will save, that you will sanctify them, God, that you will cause healing to be manifested in their body. Your word say, ask and it shall be given. You say, to seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. So, Lord, we stand upon your word today. Your word say, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tittle of thy word will fail. Realize that, God, you are not in the failing business. God, you are the all-sufficient one God that's able to do any and everything, God, that is needed, Father God, for the needs of your people. You are more than adequate. You are more than enough, God. So, God, we just hold on to your word on today. God, we are rooted. God, we will continually, God, to be rooted in you so that, God, that the people, Lord God, God will know that there is a God. There is a God, and you are God alone. And, God, that all power is in your hand. So, today, God, we thank you. Thank you for our radio audience that tuned in, God, today to hear from you, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for every woman of God, every vessel, every ambassador, God, that you use, God, God, to speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising word that's able to save souls and to set the captives free. And for this, God, we will forever bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We would like to thank Ms. Helen Hoover, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, and Pastor Francina Shank for being, again, a guest and part of our Breakthrough broadcast. Please tune in on next week at the same time for the Breakthrough broadcast. This has been your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. God bless you, and may the peace of God be upon you now and forever.